From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. One of the enduring challenges in tackling climate change is the uncertainty that's inevitable when scientists make forecasts using models. That small degree of uncertainty has sometimes inaccurately been cast as doubt and has contributed to denial. Roger Pulwardy is a senior scientist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Boulder, Colorado. His job is to convince people that the risks from climate change, like sea rise and melting ice, are real. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich spoke to him last month when he was in South Florida for a climate symposium at the University of Miami.
So if you could explain a little bit about your research and what you do. You cross the physical sciences with social sciences. That may sound abstract to people, but it to me seems like it's really the nut of our dilemma.
So I grew up in the Southern Caribbean, the island that is the furthest south in the Caribbean, the country of Trinidad and Tobago. I grew up on the island of Trinidad. I come from an agricultural family. My dad was an agronomist. I grew up in a very small village in which you could see the direct impact of storms, not hurricanes. We didn't have as much area, but we had tropical storms and drought on people's livelihoods. We had a lot of folks who were laborers in my village. We were reasonably comparably well off because my dad had a scientific job. But the whole idea was that using science could help improve the lives of people started to be ingrained in me from a very early age because I could see how the agronomic work he was doing, the work on measuring rainfall and so on that the research centers were doing, were in fact helping local farmers. One of the most important things I wanted to be able to do was to show that the investments that we were making in science and observation and understanding actually paid back to the taxpayer, paid back to people in terms of making them more aware, better prepared for changes in the environment, for extremes, for disasters. And the idea behind doing that is then to identify a problem, whether it's hurricanes, droughts, floods, and say, what do we need to solve that, the societal risk?
You're really talking about convincing people to invest in averting risk. In Florida, I mean, the state is a risk when you think
right.
about it.
Right.
So how do you make that argument, and especially to either government managers or politicians or...
I follow something in philosophy. There's something called the Socratic fallacy. And what the Socratic fallacy says is that if we are to agree on the mechanics of walking before we take a walk, we'll never take a walk together. And so what I try to do is understand then where people are coming from, what their issues are, why they value certain things. And the first thing we ask is that if you invest $1 in avoiding a risk up front, you save $4 to $6 in the long term. We basically say the place that you're living in, we want to make it sustainable. We want you to be living there as long as possible and your children. It's where your history is. So how best do we protect your cultural value, your economic value, and your environmental value?
As a scientist, there's been discussion about this and the politics and how,
you know,
and when scientists just like do their research, collect their data and put it out there and then let it
right.
fall where it may. Or if I were the scientist, it'd make me kind of mad that it would get torn apart by politics.
Right. Two people in a room are politics. I don't throw my hands up at politics simply because politics is how we make sense of who gets what, when, where, and how in the world. How we agree on what we ought to do is done through politics. So it doesn't faze me. There's an old Chinese proverb that says, if we're not careful, we'll end up where we're going. We need to make sure that where we're going is where we want to go.
Is there anything else you can compare to this challenge of making decisions with uncertainty?
No. There is nothing on this scale that we've done. And the toughest thing for us to do is to be able to not kick the can down the road. We cannot be surprised by it, so that we do not have the excuse of saying no one could have thought this would happen.
You've just heard WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich talking with climate scientist Roger Pulwardy. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.